today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about being responsible in Islam. So welcome on Tuesday, that is 24th of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 13th of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Now, what verse we choose for listening? From chapter Nisa, verse 34, we listen to and then the point of it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الرجال قوامون على النساء بما فضل الله بعضهم على بعض وبما أنفقوا من أموالهم. فالصالحات قانتات حافظات للغيب بما حفظ الله واللاتي تخافون نشوزهن فعظوهن واهجروهن في المضاجع واضربوهن فإن أطعنكم فلا تبغوا عليهن سبيلا إن الله كان عليا كبيرا.
Men are in charge of women by right of what Allah has given one over the other and what they spend for maintenance from their wealth. So righteous women are devoutly obedient, guarding in the husband's absence what Allah would have them guard. But those wives from whom you fear arrogance, first advise them. Then if they persist, forsake them in bed, and finally strike them. But if they obey you once more, seek no means against them. Indeed, Allah is ever exalted and grand.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The second section of the verse is divided into two parts. In the first part, it denotes that the guardianship is for some superiorities that, for the sake of regularity of the society, Allah has assigned for some people comparing some others. And in the second part of the statement, it implies that this guardianship is for the sake of the responsibilities that men undertake along the side of financial payments due to women and family members.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa'ta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا
رب. What was our topic? Being responsible in Islam, okay? On the resurrection day, men will be questioned about the property that he owned in the life of this world and how he used it. Did he spend it on forbidden deeds such as drinking alcohol, gambling, frivolous entertainment, and etc.? Or did he spend it on himself and his family, participating in establishing useful and charitable projects and foundation to help the poor and the needy? He will also be questioned in the hereafter about his time and youthful strength and health. Did he use them in doing good deeds and in obedience to Allah? He will also be questioned about his love for the Ahlul Bayt, the Prophet's pure and sinless household. Definitely, the love of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them all, is an obligatory duty upon all Muslims. Through the narrations and traditions of the Prophet of Allah, it is clearly obligatory for every Muslim to love the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, and obey them, be faithful to them, and act according to their instructions and guidance.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear brothers and sisters, today we are with you with an episode on responsibility and accepting our responsibility in this life and this world. As for the second category, that is our responsibility to other men, responsibilities to other men includes many issues, but the principle is not doing anything which is harmful for others. We all are responsible for our closely relatives, first such as family members, then nearly relatives, then others, which sequentially includes the whole mankind. It depends on the position and capability of a person. For example, responsibility of a general and a prime minister are not same. The prime minister is responsible for each and every citizen of the state. Islamic teaching is like what has been stated in a hadith. The believers, in their affection, mercy, and compassion for each other, are like a single body. If one limb feels pain, the whole body becomes feverish and restless. In another hadith we have, "My love is due to those who love one another in my cause, who spend in my cause, and those who visit each other in my cause." And as for the third category, we need to say that we are also responsible to other creatures, including birds, animals, living and non-living things, nature and natural resources, and so on and so forth. We are not permitted to kill nor destroy them without a permissible cause. If anyone does it, he or she will be punished. There are many evidences from Quran and Hadith that tells us to protect them, use them properly, and preserve them for the next generation. Once a person can understand his responsibilities and duties in this life, he or she can perform these properly. It is a duty for a Muslim to understand what has been prescribed by Islam for him or her. We can guide ourselves on the right path towards a successful life in both worlds. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
Learn this about habit to be a more responsible person. Quit procrastinating. Procrastination may just be your worst enemy when you are trying to be a responsible person. life can be so hectic at times that it is only natural to want to put things off. In some instances, that is okay to do, but a responsible person accounts for those hiccups in their schedule. Don't save things for the last minute. If you have a project that is due to 3 weeks and you plan to work on it every weekday for an hour, it may be wise to allot yourself an extra hour or two a weekend just in case. This way you won't fall behind. It may mean you'll have to take a pass on a hike with friends or going to a movie, but things happen. They will understand if you have to schedule as long as you give ample warning and are honest. Our responsibilities toward Allah the Almighty, our responsibilities to others and other creatures, it's time to be responsible towards oneself. Allah is the creator of all that exists and the sustainer of everything. He's the one that brought us to life in our mother's womb, granting us our unique traits and abilities. When we look after our health and well-being and appreciate ourselves for who we are fulfilling one of our responsibilities of honoring what Allah has gifted us. This also means maintaining our connection with Allah as nurturing our spiritual health through sincere intentions and acts of worship alongside our physical and mental health has the power to strengthen us and help us find success in this life and the hereafter. Allah entrusts us to take care of ourselves first and foremost and maintain a constant connection to Him, as it is when we can look after our own through His guidance that we can also care for others, our community, and Allah's creations.
You have to ask yourself. I ask myself this question almost every single day. Am I a good father? It's not enough for my family, for my daughter to tell me, Daddy, I love you. This is not enough. Or my son to say, Daddy, you are a good dad. You are a good father. I have to self-examine myself. Self-examination. Am I doing my responsibility? Taking care of my family? Taking care of them spiritually, not just physically. Am I a good role model? We spend much time lecturing to our children. Don't do this. Don't say that. Don't go here. Don't go there. Don't. They end up not listening to us. Why? Because we are good at lecturing. We are not good at practicing. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ كَبُرَ مَقْتًا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَن تَقُولُوا مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ. We just lecture, but we don't practice what we say. This is why we fail. Many parents, they fail in their missions because they do not practice what they say. Many mothers also fail in their missions because they don't practice. But once you become a role model, then you don't have to give lectures, believe me. Your kids are smart. They notice you. They follow you. They look at you. They analyze you. They know everything you say. They know everything you do. And you can either present to them a good example or a horrible example.
inshallah, we continue on this topic. So be with us on the next episode of today's special. For now, our time is over. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي